The Short Death of Phineas Bean by Daniel A. Miller. Narrated by Jeff Tucker. Music by Kevin MacLeod. Copyright 2011. No portion of this book may be copied, retransmitted, reposted, duplicated, or otherwise used without the express written approval of the author. I'll say, how hard it is that we have to die. A strange complaint to come from the mouths of people who have had to live. Mark Twain. Always go to other people's funerals. Otherwise, they won't come to yours. Yogi Berra. Chapter 1. The Bean Shanty. Phineas Rigamortis Bean dangled his muddy feet over the edge of the open grave, watching his father squaring the hole where the coffin would finally rest. This afternoon, they were burying old Miss Duncan, who had lived to the ripe age of 88, and bequeathed an out-of-tune piano and house full of shedding cats to the Gasterville shelter for misbegotten animals. As was often the case, Phineas didn't know the deceased. His father Toby, the gravedigger, gardener, and all-around handyman at the cemetery, would pass the time telling Phineas, his favorite assistant, tales of the dearly departed. Toby believed the dead deserved to have their stories told. Two shadows crept over the gaping pit. With his mud-caked hands, Phineas shaded his hazel eyes and twisted to see his two uncles looming over the grave. Frederick and Bartholomew Rigamortis rarely visited when his father worked. They always insisted that business should be conducted in the sanctity of the...